The stars belong to everyone. That was the message at the celebration of accessibility at the Sunshine Coast Observatory last weekend. The September 23 event marked the reopening of the Seashelt Observatory following a $25,000 grant from the federal government that allowed the astronomers to install a new walkway and ramp to the facility. The observatory is run by volunteers of the Sunshine Coast Center of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, Sunshine Coast Astronomy Club. Although the skies were grey and overcast, the event had a full turnout. Longtime club members, first-time observers and dignitaries were invited to admire the new additions to the observatory. Charles Ennis, Director-at-Large of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada Sunshine Coast Centre, RASC-SCC, said that many different contractors and organizations on the coast donated time and materials for the project, including Sunshine Coast Home Check, West Ken Carpentry, Choker & Sons Machine Welding, Spacebuilding and Swanson's Concrete. The club has many telescopes ranging in size and power, the largest of which is mounted in its own building with a retractable roof. Here, the wonders of the cosmos are within reach, within sight, for anyone. On Saturday nights with clear skies, the observatory is open to the general public to join the astronomers in exploring the stars. The whole idea is to make it accessible, said Ennis. We try and generally pick the youngest child to roll the roof back because a big kick out of that. All you have to do is press a button. The club also refurbishes and repairs telescopes that are brought in and teaches people how to use them. The club has donated telescopes to people who cannot afford them, the telescopes landing as close as Gibson's Library and as far as Uganda. Ennis said he loves showing guests planets, comparing it to coming face to face with a wild animal. I can show you a picture for National Geographic and say yes sir, that's really nice. Or you can look in the eyepiece and see it live and gasp. Following speeches from Ennis and Bruce Fryer, president of RASC-SCC, the public was welcome to tour the observatory and learn about the club. I can't take you into space, but I can show you the scale of it, Ennis said. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's civic and Indigenous affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the local journalism initiative.